Hello, my love. It's so good to have you here. Welcome to the Curvy Culture podcast. I just want to say thank you for letting me into your ears. I know your time is precious and your brain space, so thank you for inviting me in. I hope this episode doesn't disappoint. This one is pretty controversial, and I really want to share it with you. So here we go. I'm not that into body positivity. And a lot of people make the assumption that I'm right into it because of the work that I do. When someone says to me that they love that I'm about body positivity, or that I'm a body positivity coach, or I'm helping women around body positivity, it actually really gets on my goat. Now, don't get me wrong, I think we need visibility of all body shapes and sizes, colors, abilities. Like we need to see it all. But for me, I think body positivity has become a real buzzword, and it's, you know, being used to capture feeling good about your body at any size. And really, I haven't felt comfortable correcting people about that I'm not into body positivity and that's not what I'm about, but it really has been something on my mind. And look, there are some people I'm able to share it with when I'm in a one-on-one conversation or when it's right, but kind of when you're out and about and in general, or it's a passing comment, I haven't been able to provide that feedback. So today I'm going to share with you why body positivity is not my space. I'm going to talk a little bit about body positivity for profit, and then I'm going to share with you why I think body positivity is skin deep. For me, I feel awkward about calling myself a body positive coach, or that I'm claiming that I work in the body positive space, because the body positive movement was originally created for and by people with marginalized bodies, those who are fat, black, LGBTQIA and disabled, with the aim of enabling them to discuss, fight, lobby against societal anti-fat bias, fat phobia, and systemic fat oppression. And as a white woman, as a white, able-bodied, plus-size woman, I'm very respectful of this, and I do not want to take up space in a space that was created by and for someone else. And I am also very conscious that the rise of social media and influencer culture, this hashtag body positivity, has become very white focused. It's become kind of co-opted by people who have acceptable or ideal bodies, and it has been, when thin people push their tummy out and say, oh, I'm so fat, and then, you know, suck it back in or go back to their normal pose and go back to living their life of privilege in a non-fat body, that it's kind of that vibe that I get from the mainstream body positivity movement now, and that I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be adding to the distraction, to that noise that's taking it away from the women and the people that set it up as a place for their activism, as a space. I'm also very conscious. I'm also, dubious, conscious, critical of organizations that have picked up on the trend of body positivity but are using it for profit. And when I think of organizations that are doing this, I think of straight size brands. Now, I use straight size to describe any physical body that is not considered fat. And I use that term because that's what the clothing industry and the modeling industry use. But I'm very conscious that traditional straight size clothing brands might promote themselves as body positive or size inclusive And they're not at all. Like, they might go up to a size 16. For me, if you are inclusive, you offer sizing at every possible size. The other thing that really pisses me off is that many of these brands have added extended sizes, plus sizes to their range, but you can only buy them online. So it kind of says to me, hey, fat people, plus size people, we want your money, but we don't want to look at you. We don't want you in our shop. And that to me feels really icky. And it really makes me feel, it doesn't make me feel that I or my friends or you, dear listener, would be safe in their environment. So why would I want to give my money to them? And then, of course, there are other brands too who are outwardly portraying that they are aligned with body positivity. But then on the other hand, their values aren't really aligned in that way. And I am deliberately not saying potential particular brands. I think some are really trying hard to change their motivation or intent in this space, but others, it's really just about tapping into the market. But to those businesses and those consumers, if you're just thinking about your bottom line, then you're still going to miss out, because fat consumers want to build a positive relationship with you. We are a very tight knit community. We share information quickly, and the word spreads if you're not doing the right thing. So yeah, I would really, if you're a plus size brand or if you're a brand that wants to move into the plus size space, really analyze your intention and the reason why you want to do it. If you're doing it just for the bottom line, that's not the right reason. And the third thing I wanted to share with you about body positivity, for me, I feel like it's really just skin deep. The Collins, you know, I love it. If you've listened to my podcast, you know I love a definition. And the Collins Dictionary defines body positivity as the idea that people should feel happy and proud of their body, whatever shape and size it is. Now, don't get me wrong, I am absolutely all for people feeling happy and proud of their bodies. And as I said earlier in this episode, I think we need to see bodies of all shapes and sizes, colors, and abilities represented everywhere. What I don't like about body positivity, thanks to the influences that I mentioned before, it now really focuses on how we look. It's only skin deep. And for me, I believe what's more important is how you feel about yourself as a whole person, not just about how you feel about the way you look. Too much emphasis is placed on looking a certain way. And if you don't look that way, you have no worth. And so we enter into this cycle of self-criticism and low self-esteem. But when you think about it, what does the way you look really offer the world? It's what's in your heart, your experience, your intelligence, your emotional intelligence, your ability to support people, your ability to love and to be loved, to make people feel safe. These are the things that are important. It's your work ethic. It's your willingness to make a difference, your courage to pursue your dreams, and your uniqueness where your true value lies. Now, I'm not saying that you should not feel proud about your body. That is absolutely not the message that I'm giving here for you today. For me, body positivity suggests that we need to feel good about our bodies to be happy or confident. But what I really believe is that what's more important is how you feel as a whole person, how you feel about yourself as a whole person, not just about the way you look. So that brings us to the close of this episode of the Curvy Culture podcast. So just to recap with you, I have shared with you my very controversial opinion that I'm not that into body positivity. And I've shared with you why I believe that is not my space, that I'm critical of body positivity for profit, and that I can't help but think that body positivity is only skin deep. Thank you so much for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode, I would love you to leave a review, give me a rating, or share it with a friend, because you can help me achieve this mission of breaking down the systemic bias that holds fat people like you and me back. That is my dream. Thanks again, and I'll see you next episode.